And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 17th of August, 2012. It's the birthday of Jonathan Franzen, born Western Springs, Illinois, 1959, author of the novels Freedom and The Corrections, and most recently an essay collection, Farther Away. Jonathan Franzen, who said, "I come from a kind of old-fashioned Midwest, and I live in a techno-corporate, post-ironic, cool, late Eastern world. The two worlds hardly ever talk to each other, but they're completely, constantly talking to one another inside me. I have my parents talking to me in my head, and then other parts of myself talking back. I think this is potentially an interesting conversation." It's the birthday of the poet Ted Hughes, born in West Riding, Yorkshire, 1930. First collection came out in 1957, The Hawk in the Rain. Ted Hughes became known for his dramatic mythological themes, sometimes writing from the point of view of animals, especially crow. Married the poet Sylvia Plath in 1956, who committed suicide 7 years later. He administered her literary estate, didn't talk about her publicly until his collection of poems, Birthday Letters, came out in 1998. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "Between two evils, I like to pick the one I haven't tried before." Mae West, born Brooklyn, 1893. Davy Crockett, born on this day 1786 in Greene County, Tennessee, served 3 terms in the U.S. House of Representatives and was defeated by a lawyer named Andrew Huntsman, who had a peg leg. Davy Crockett said, "Since you have chosen to elect a man with a timber toe to succeed me, you may all go to hell and I will go to Texas." And he left the next day and was killed the following year at the Battle of the Alamo. It's the birthday of Sylvia Nasar, born in Bavaria, 1947, author of the book A Beautiful Mind, about a brilliant economist who struggled with severe mental illness. It's the birthday of the man who wrote an exposé about fast food restaurants, Eric Schlosser, New York City, 1959. The book was Fast Food Nation, The Dark Side of the All-American Meal, about disturbing practices in the fast food, factory farming, and meatpacking industries. Here's a poem for today by Ted Hughes entitled Perfect Light. There you are, in all your innocence, sitting among your daffodils, as in a picture posed as for the title, Innocence. Perfect light in your face lights it up like a daffodil. Like any one of those daffodils, it was to be your only April on earth among your daffodils. In your arms, like a teddy bear, your new son, only a few weeks into his innocence, mother and infant, as in the holy portrait, and beside you, laughing up at you, your daughter, barely 2, like a daffodil, you turn your face down to her, saying something. Your words were lost in the camera. And the knowledge inside the hill on which you are sitting, a moated fort hill bigger than your house, failed to reach the picture. While your next moment coming towards you like an infantryman returning slowly out of no man's land, bowed under something, never reached you, simply melted into the perfect light. Perfect Light, a poem by Ted Hughes from Birthday Letters, published by Ferris Strauss Giroux and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, iPad users can download the 3 most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012 at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, edited by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.